朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Please turn with me to the book of Galatians, chapter 5.
我们一起来读加拉太书第五章。
We shall start it from verse 26 until chapter 6, verse 5.
我们从第五章的二十六节读到第六章的第五节。
I will ask my brother to read in Chinese only.
我们只读中文。五章二十六节，不要贪图虚名。彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。加拉太书第六章，弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了，因为个人必担当自己的担子。
Let's have a word of prayer before the Lord.
我们一起在神面前有一点祷告。
Father, we can never praise you enough.
父啊，我们要夸，要称赞颂你。
We can never thank you enough.
我们要感谢你。
What a privilege.
如此的恩典
that we can come boldly to the throne of grace.
我们能来到圣洁的宝座面前，恩典的宝座面前。
We pray that you not only speak to our hearts through the bread and cup.
我们祈求你不仅能够保守我们的心在饼和杯的面前。
We pray you will speak to our hearts through your word by the Holy Spirit.
我们也求你借着圣灵向我们的心说话。
We commit the following time unto your hand.
我们把接下来时间放在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We all know that starting from chapter 5.
我们都知道从第五章开始。
Is the great chapter of the freedom.
是关于自由的一章。
The great salvation gives us freedom.
救赎给我们自由。
Such that we will be able freely to run.
我们可以自由地奔跑。
Freely to love.
我们自由地爱。
Freely to overcome.
自由的得胜
，freely to live，
自由的生活。
As we share before，
像我们之前所分享的
，be able to live freely is like dancing with the Holy Spirit。
自由的生活就像和圣灵一起跳舞一样。
Or even more precisely，
或者更准确的说。
Is dancing with others under the control of the Holy Spirit.
是在圣灵的掌控下和其他人共舞。
How many of you had went to the Rockefeller Center and saw the show before?
你们当中有多少人去过洛克菲勒中心看那里的表演？
No one?
没有人吗？
Okay. For those who went,
那些去过的人，
We will notice that those famous dancing shows are really beautiful and enjoyable.
我们那些去过的人，我们都知道那些非常著名的舞蹈表演都非常的美丽和令人难忘。
They're in such a harmony.
他们有如此的和谐的舞蹈。
Unity.
有合一。
But we all know.
但是我们都知道。
To have that kind of performance,
有那样的表演
you need a lot of hard work.
你需要下很大的功夫。
Hours after hours practice.
日积月累的练习。
For those of you who remember Psalm 131.
我们如果记得诗篇133章。
Psalm 133, verse 1.
诗篇133章第一节。
Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity.
看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
Whenever there exists unity,
每当和睦同居在一起的时候，
people will get attraction.
人就会被吸引。
When David saw the unity among the people of God,
当大卫看到神的民和睦同居的时候，
he couldn't hold back to cry out, Behold!
他大声呼喊，他没有办法控制自己，大声呼喊说，看哪。
It is so beautiful.
如此美丽。
And the reason we all get attracted to this kind of beauty.
我们被这样的美丽所吸引的原因。
Because to have a deep relationship is the deepest longing in a human heart.
就是有一个深入的关系乃是人内心最深的渴望。
Many foolish people think that they want to pursue money.
有很多愚蠢的人觉得他们想追求金钱
，politics，
政治
，success，
成功。
Sooner or later, they all find vanity and vanity.
不久之后，他们就会得到的是虚空。
Deep in the human heart，
在人内心最深处
，the deepest longing is for deep relationship.
最深的渴望乃是有一个深入的关系。
But we need to remember.
但是我们需要记得。
Only those who are willing to practice under the Holy Spirit are able to enjoy a deep relationship.
只有那些在圣灵的带领下愿意操练的人才能够享受这样子的深入的关系。
Those people who are not under the Holy Spirit,
不在圣灵下的人，
deep relationship will bring deep hurt sooner or later.
这些深入的关系早晚会给他们带来更深的伤害。
But those who are born again and under the power of the Holy Spirit,
但是那些得救信主的基督徒在圣灵的带领下，
If you don't practice,
如果你不操练，
you still will not be able to enjoy it.
你还是不能享受它。
Practice,
操练
is the key word.
是重点关键。
It means keep on doing it.
它的意思就是说持续的去做。
Doing the right thing once,
做一次对的事
，twice，
两次
，hundred times，
一百次
，it's not hard，
不难。
Doing the right thing all the time， that's hard，
一直都做对的事，那是困难的。
That need really practice，
那需要持续的操练。
So many people in their life they don't have deep relationship.
有很多人在他的生命中从来没有经历过深入的关系。
Because they give up so easily.
因为他们很容易就放弃。
They didn't practice enough.
他们没有足够的操练。
They missed the most important blessing of unity.
他们失去了这个最重要的祝福，就是和睦同居。
We all know.
我们也都知道
To live a life with other Christians in a deep relationship is not easy.
和其他基督徒有一个深入的关系不是非常容易的一件事。
In matter of fact,
事实上
to have a deep relationship with anybody is not easy.
和任何人有一个深入关系都不简单。
Because someone may say something or do something which will offend us.
因为别人可能说一句话或者做一件事情就伤害了我们，冒犯了我们。
Or vice versa.
或者我们冒犯了他们。
And that will be the beginning of the major conflicts.
这就是一个争执的开始。
Please don't think this is a minor issue.
请不要把这个看成一个小的问题。
If you remember Proverbs 6, verse 16 to 19.
如果你记得诗篇六章十六到十九节。
There are six things that the Lord hates. Seven are that are an abomination to him.
耶和华所憎恶的有六样，连他心所憎恶的共有七样。
A healthy eyes, a lying tongue, a hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breath out lies.
就是高傲的眼，撒谎的舌，流无辜人血的手，图谋恶计的心，飞跑行恶的脚，图谎言的假见证。
But notice the seventh one.
但是我们看第七样。
It's the abomination to the Lord.
是神最憎恶的。
It's to sow discord among brothers.
就是在弟兄中不散纷争。
A word or an action to our brothers and sisters.
在我们弟兄姊妹当中的一句话或者是一个行为。
If that can cause offense, which just like sow discord.
如果它能够制造纷争、不散纷争的话。
It's a big deal.
这就是一件很大的问题。
It's a big deal in your family.
在你的家里是一个很大的问题。
It's a big deal between friends.
在朋友间是一件很大的事情。
Even though we all know Christians are saved by grace.
虽然我们都知道基督徒被恩典所救。
But that doesn't mean that after we're saved that We cannot sin anymore.
这不代表我们被救了以后，我们不再犯罪。
The greatest challenge to have a good relationship is to restore someone who sinned.
最大的挑战，有一个好的关系，最大的挑战就是挽回那些犯罪的人。
Especially they sin against us.
特别是这个人犯的罪是对着我们。
Do you know why it's so difficult to restore a brother?
你知道为什么挽回一个弟兄那么困难吗？
Because our pride makes us blind.
因为我们的骄傲遮盖了我们的双眼。
If someone tried to restore me,
如果有人想挽回我，
In my heart,
在我心里
I will say
我会说
You are the guy who need to be restored
你才是那个应该被挽回的人
You did or said something wrong first
你才是那个刚开始说了错话或者做了错事的那一位
To cause strife is easy
制造一个冲突非常的容易
To restore good relationship is so difficult.
然而恢复好的关系却是何等的难。
Thank God who save us also empower us by the Spirit.
感谢救赎我们的神透着圣灵给我们力量。
In order that we may live in community with believers who fulfill his mission in the world.
让我们可以和信徒们同居。这信徒是要完成神在地上的工作。
Anyone who desire a good relationship.
任何一个想有好的关系的人
must under the control of the Holy Spirit.
必须在圣灵的掌管之下
to practice an important foundation for relationship.
来操练这个重要的美好关系的根基
not become conceited.
不要贪图虚名。
Can you repeat after me? Not after me, after him. That word again.
跟着我说，不要贪图虚名。
Louder.
大声点。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
That's the very important foundation.
那是一个非常重要的美好关系的根基。
And that's what we shared last time.
那是我们上次上堂所分享的。
But even you practice that already.
但是如果你已经在那个里面有所操练。
What else you need to do?
你还要做什么呢?
You must practice how to help one another.
我们需要操练彼此帮助。
And when we try to help one another, we will encounter a greatest challenge.
当我们试图彼此帮助的时候，我们就会面临一个最大的挑战。
Is how to restore one another.
就是如何挽回彼此。
That's the reason in chapter 6, verse 1.
这就是为什么在第六章第一节里面
The Apostle Paul gives us a very difficult command of burden bearing.
使徒保罗给我们了一个非常困难的担当重担的命令。
That's the real helping one another. 那是真的彼此帮助。
那是真的彼此帮助。
This particular verse is so packed.
这一节里面非常的饱和
，with so many important truth in it，
有太多重要的真理在里面。
To the degree you can say that almost every word counts，
到了一个程度，让我们觉得说我们需要真词酌句的来读。
So let us focus on this chapter 6 verse 1 today。
我们今天一起来看第六章第一节。
We're going to look at it from four perspective.
我们从四个方面来看。
First is the background and what happened.
第一呢是背景发生过什么。
And the second is what to do.
第二个呢是做什么。
And the third is who is to do it.
第三呢是谁来做。
And finally, we'll talk about how it should be done.
第四个呢，就是怎么来完成。
Now let's look. Paul began by saying brothers.
保罗用弟兄们开头。
This is a family word.
这是一个描述家庭的词。
Because church is a family.
因为教会是一个家。
The church is the household of brothers and sisters.
教会是弟兄姊妹在一起一家人。
Who call God Abba, Father.
这些弟兄姊妹们呢叫神阿爸父。
There's nothing like the family of faith.
没有任何东西能和信仰之家相比。
Paul said to Timothy that the church should treat each other as brother and sisters, mother and fathers.
保罗对提摩太说，教会应该把对方当成是自己的弟兄和姊妹，母亲和父亲。
Some outsider may think that you guys are weird.
一些外面的人会觉得你们好奇怪哦。
Yes, but our God loves diversity.
但是是的，我们的神喜欢多样性。
For those who have kids,
你们那些有孩子的人
I'm pretty sure you will make sure you will provide and protect them.
我相信你们想要给他们有所提供，给保护他们。
But I'm sure that you don't want to see them destroy their life.
我也相信你们不想看到他们自毁前程。
That's the reason as parents, from time to time, you need to correct them.
这就是为什么作为父母亲，有时候我们需要帮助他们，改正他们。
That's restore.
那是恢复的工作。
You need to speak truth in love.
我们需要在爱里讲诚实话。
Care for another.
关爱彼此。
One of the purpose of the gospel.
福音的一个功效。
Is for God to form a people.
是让神能够建立一群子民。
To be part of a family of God is a gift of the grace of God.
作为神家的一部分是神的恩典，神的礼物。
Only when you recognize the glory of it.
只有当你认识到它的荣耀的时候，
then you are willing to invest your life in it.
你才会用一生投身在其中。
Have you ever met some Christians?
你有没有见过一类基督徒？
They talk a lot about their spiritual lives.
他们一直在讲自己的属灵生命。
And yet in their life, they don't really have a close relationship community.
但是呢，他们的生命中呢，却没有一个他们有很好关系的本地教会。
You know, they are person who just go from event to event.
他们呢，就是来回赶场，从一个聚会到另一个聚会。
Or just like with the pandemic.
或者是像我们现在在疫情当中一样。
Many people just stay home, watch a sermon online.
很多人就宅在家里看线上讲道。
But they have no interactions with other brothers and sisters.
他们和其他的弟兄姊妹没有沟通，没有交流。
And let me tell you.
让我来告诉你。
If you don't have a real fellowship,
如果你没有一个好的团契，真正的团契，
You are not living a real Christian life.
你没有过一个真正的基督徒的生活。
I thank God always for the saints at ECTC.
我为着 ECTC 的众圣徒常常的感谢神。
Because in here, I see so many young brothers and sisters open up their life to care and help one another.
我在这里看到有太多的年轻的弟兄姊妹们愿意献上他们的一生来帮助彼此。
Just like yesterday.
就在昨天。
Brother John and 子之 got a new baby.
江爱民弟兄和子之姐妹喜得千金。
And you look the excitement among so many brothers and sisters.
我们看到我们当中弟兄姊妹的喜悦和兴奋。
This is a family.
这是一个家。
This is a beautiful family.
这是一个美丽的家。
I pray that you will keep in mind that we are brothers.
我求神怜悯我们，让我们能够时常记得我们是一个家，我们都是弟兄。
We belong to one another.
我们属于彼此。
What a blessing.
何等的恩典和祝福。
The first verb we encounter in verse 1.
我们在第一节看到的第一个动词。
In English is translated to overtaken or caught.
在英文中翻译作所剩或者是陷于其中。
When Paul writes,This particular verb,
当保罗使用这个特别动词的时候，
he used a complex Greek grammar.
他使用了一个非常复杂的希腊的文法。
I don't want to go to detail with you now.
我就不进入细节了。
but which indicate a possible yet not immediate condition.
它代表了一个可能会发生，但是没有立刻发生的一个状态。
This is a hypothetical setting.
这是一个假设性的语态。
This verb used here,
这里所用的这个动词
can be, have two possible meanings.
有两个可能的解释。
The first one is unexpected caught by someone else.
第一个呢，是在预料之外被其他人碰到。
抓到。
抓到。
Just like the woman who was caught when she was in adultery.
就像那个
John 8:4.
就像约翰福音八章四节里面说到的，就那个行淫时被抓的妇人。
But this verb have another meaning.
这个词呢还有另外一个解释。
It's caught in a sin. Overtaken.Or trapped by sin.
被罪所战胜或者是陷于罪中。
There are some scholars argue for the first meaning.
有一些圣经学者认为第一种是最可能的。
But the majority of the Bible scholar,
但是大多数圣经学者们
and the English version,Translations,
以及英文的翻译版本们
I'll take the second one.
都认为第二类
And I think that's the most likely meaning.
我觉得那也是最可能的
And notice Paul used transgression.
我们看到保罗在这里使用过犯
Instead of sin.
而非罪
Some people think maybe Paul is thinking about, you know, a minor nature of the falling.
也许保罗在这里所讲的是一个不是特别严重的过犯。
But I don't think so.
我不这么认为。
Because these two words in Bible are often near synonymous.
因为这两个词呢，在圣经里面经常是作为同义词的。
If you turn with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 2,
如果我们一起来看以弗所书第二章
you read verse 1.
我们读第一节。
And you were dead in the transgress and sins.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
And you jump to verse 5.
我们来看第五节。
Even when we were dead in our trespasses,
当我们死在过犯中的时候
Can you tell the difference?
你能看出其中的差别吗
They should be the same.
他们应该是一样的。
Please know that because the fact of unexpected
请注意这里提到意料之外
Which means people who did itWithout well thought out the consequence,
这个犯罪的当事人呢，可能并没有思考到事情的前因后果。
And he didn't really intentionally did or said that.
也并非故意去做。
So this is what happened.
这是发生的事情。
In the family of God.
在神的家里。
And there is someone.
有一个人。
Unexpected,
在意料之外
was caught doing something wrong or saying something wrong.
在意料之外呢，做了一件错事，或者说了一句不对的话。
That's the setting. This happened all the time.
这个经常发生。
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献 来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。